The federal government is stockpiling the anti-radiation drug potassium iodide in the event of a nuclear attack or accident. More than 1.5 million doses of potassium iodide have been bought, and the government plans to purchase 5 to 10 million more. Joining me now is Bill Pierce, spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What is potassium iodide, and how much protection can it give?
Now, potassium iodide is the pill comes in a pill form, and if taken within a few hours of exposure to radiation, it is thought to be able to prevent thyroid cancer. The thyroid will absorb radiation rather quickly, and it's thought to interfere with that process and therefore provide some protection against it.
How quickly does a person who's been exposed to radiation have to take potassium iodide?
They say within 3 or 4 hours.
Can you get to people soon enough after an accident or an attack on a nuclear facility?
Well, that's part of the idea about pre-positioning it around the country, which we have done, and we will do with the additional purchases of 5 to 10 million. I think it's also important for folks to know that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is also working with states to have put together such a program where states will be purchasing, with the NRC's help, potassium iodide. So this is not the only effort that's going on. These are efforts that are going on to complement one another.
All this in response to comments made by terrorists, including Osama bin Laden himself, about wanting to go after U.S. nuclear facilities.
Well, that's right. This is part of the effort led by Secretary Thompson to better prepare for possible contingencies, possible events that could be bioterror or, in this case, nuclear terror. And that's why we developed this program.
Potassium iodide is relatively cheap to make. Why isn't there enough to go around now?
It is cheap to make, you're right. And it's not a question of having some for every single individual. It's a question of having enough in those areas where nuclear facilities are, or in areas we think might be the most likely for some kind of radiological event. They call them dirty bombs, things of that nature. And again, it's why it's done in conjunction with the NRC's efforts, so neither one of us is solely going to be responding. It would be something that would be joint or complementary efforts.
Now, is this going to be stockpiled in regional government facilities?
Well, we try to keep the exact nature of the locations of the stockpile secret, I think, for obvious reasons. We don't want the terrorists to know where this is and where we therefore might think we're most vulnerable. But it is stockpiled around the country in locations that would make getting it to places quickly easy to do.
So something I could get over the counter at the drugstore?
No, it's not an over-the-counter drug, so it wouldn't be something you could purchase over the counter.
And what's the shelf life of this drug?
It's quite long. That's the other good news about it, is it does last, so it's not something we have to worry about going bad, so to speak, and not being effective in a short amount of time. It lasts for quite a while.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill Pierce is a spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services.